I can just walk. On Thursday evening, Liz Tyson suddenly got nervous, waiting in the dark outside the Mews cottage.
There must be someone there. There's an upstairs light. All I want's a babysitter. Hello? Who's that? Come on, I know someone's there.
Oh, blimey, it's you, Liz.
Debbie?
Say, oh, my dear girl. Did you have to give me such a fright?
What do you think you gave me?
I'm sorry. It was not being able to see you. After what happened to Sophie Richmond, not to mention the beating I took earlier in the year, it's more than I could have stood.
I thought you were another official.
Why?
We've been given our marching orders from this place, a month to get out.
Is that why no one would answer when I knock?
Should think so.
But if you've been given a month's grace...
Well, we wouldn't put it past them to shorten it.
Oh, Debbie, I am sorry. But you'll be rehoused, won't you?
Don't know. But it's getting so I'm not in the greatest condition for carting suitcases around a place.
No, of course you aren't.
Anyway, do you want to come in?
No, I think not. Your friends could probably do without strangers in the house. I only popped round to see if you're busy tomorrow night.
Dad, it. You want a babysitter?
Well, if you feel up to it. We've just been asked out to dinner. And since we've not managed to get out on our own at all over the Christmas...
It's all right. I don't need convincing. I could do with a few extra bob.
Oh, that's wonderful.
When shall I turn up?
Well, about 8 o'clock will do.
Well, I'll try not to be late. Sorry I scared you.
And me you. Do I really look like an official?
Well, only in the half light to someone who's paranoid and short-sighted.
I think you're trying to humour me.
Bye for now.
Cheers.
Oh, there is one thing. You better give me your address.
What's that, Mike?
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just grumbling about this morning's post.
There seems to be quite a lot of it.
Yes, but nothing... as far as I can see from the publishers. I don't expect an instant response, claiming me as Agatha Christie the Second.
I'm glad to hear it. I'm not sure I'd want to be married to a man called Agatha.
Even if it made us rich.
I'm sure there are other ways.
Well, plain Mike Nash not only doesn't get a claim, he doesn't even get an acknowledgement that his manuscripts arrive.
Maybe it hasn't.
Yes, but you set it off days and days ago. If you count it in hours, it seems even longer.
Poor darling. I know it must be awful for you, but try and put it down to the Christmas post.
Yeah.
Things quite often get sidetracked.
Oh, was that supposed to be a crumb of comfort? I should have delivered it by hand.
But you didn't. So you'll have to show wonderful patience.
I'd love to. But Mike Nash, the writer, hasn't the virtues of Mike Nash, editor and family man.
So I'm beginning to notice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Makes life quite exciting. And the family man's the one I've been seeing most of in the last few days.
Well, thank goodness for that. So, now, let's have a look at this example of sidetracked Christmas post.
Another card?
Yes, from... Sonia.
I thought it was odd not hearing anything at all from her over the holiday.
Yes, I expected her to turn up and make trouble.
Any message?
Love and kisses... And thanks. Do you think she's being ironic by any chance?
Because you told her to leave, you mean?
Hmm.
I doubt it. You know how scatty she is. She's probably forgotten she had a row with you.
She hasn't forgotten to pursue the divorce.
That's true. Where was the card sent from? Croydon?
No. Well, it's postmarks and Albans.
So she hasn't gone back to Auntie Connie?
Oh, it doesn't look like it. Funny, though. St. Albans isn't a very Sonia sort of place.
How was the restaurant last night?
It was quiet. They might as well have shut down for the whole week. But at least it means they can easily manage without me tonight.
Why? What are you up to instead?
Both of us are entertaining Peter and Liz.
Are we? It's news to me.
I told you when I came to bed last night.
Oh, sorry. I must have been half asleep.
As usual. The trouble is, I always fall for your impersonation of someone who is still awake. I don't know how you do it. It
takes practice.
You even manage to ask intelligent questions and keep me chattering away. Then in the morning you don't remember a thing.
Tell you what, let's get a bedside tape recorder.
Why?
So I can play back our conversations the next day without you having to repeat yourself.
All right. As long as you pay for it.
Me? I'm broke. We just had this thing called Christmas, you know.
Oh, what a touching story.
Well, it's okay for you starry-eyed mothers.
Oh, come on. You enjoyed having Jeremy here almost as much as I did.
Maybe. But now I have to get back to horrible everyday life. For instance, I have to decide whether to ring the solicitors.
What about?
Well, that wretched woman who cancelled her order. Is she worth suing?
I doubt it very much.
Well, in that case, we shall have to get our revenge in a more subtle manner. By dumping what's left of those blessed Christmas dinners into our front garden.
Well, I don't see the point of that.
Well, it solves our problem for how to get rid of them quickly. It also means the lady will come back from Bermuda to find her neighbours up in arms because all the stray cats and dogs of North London will have turned up for a feast. What do you think?
I'd rather give them to charity.
But Bill tried that before he went away.
Oh, there must be some he didn't try. I'm sure there's a children's home somewhere where they wouldn't object to another helping of turkey and pudding.
Okay. Good luck to you if you can find one. I never want to see another turkey or pudding as long as I live.
Not even for dinner tonight?
That's not what we're having, is it?
Wait and see.
Oh, I couldn't bear it. Anything else I'll eat. Anything. Baked beans. Fish fingers. Bread and dripping.
Ah, hello, Debbie. Come in.
Ta.
It's through here.
You find us all right, then?
Yeah. Now then, Debbie, this is Peter.
Hi.
Hello.
I don't think you've met properly, have you?
No, nor improperly. But I've seen you from a distance.
Oh, have you?
I must just pop upstairs. Perhaps you'd like to come with me, Debbie, so I can show you which children are which and where.
Sure. They're asleep, are they?
Well, they were a little while ago. Even Jeremy. He and Peter had a hectic afternoon up on the heath. They've got a new kite.
Both of them?
Officially it's Jeremy's, but it takes two to launch it.
Can I get you a drink, Debbie, for when you come back down?
Yeah. Got any beer?
Yes, there should be a couple of cans in the fridge.
Well, what I do for the moment, thanks. I don't want to get sloshed before you go out through the front door, do I?
No.
Well, I should at least wait till you've driven off. So, where are these kids of yours, Liz?
This way, Debbie.
Hi again.
Oh, isn't Liz with you?
Oh, she'll be back down in a minute.
Oh, good. Here's your drink.
Ta. Cheers.
Cheers.
So?
I gather you'll be having a child of your own in the not-too-distant future.
Looks like it.
Yes. Do you often do babysitting?
No. This is my first time.
I see.
He said, nervously. Actually, I'm quite nervous myself, beneath this brash exterior. Kids aren't something I'm all that used to. Though soon I won't have much choice, will I? So when Liz told me about the money, I couldn't refuse. A fiver an hour in cash? Fantastic!
How much?
A fiver. Or was it 5p? I don't mind, Liz.
Well, I think she might have said 75p.
Great. Being paid to laze around in comfort, watching TV is better than what I'd normally be doing.
Well, the Mews Cottage is a very nice place.
With furniture in, maybe. Not with mattresses on the floor and boxes doubling for tables and chairs. Having to bend down to eat is no joke when you're in my condition. There were a few bits of real furniture when I first moved in, but one of the guys went and sold them.
Why?
He needed the money.
Why don't you get a proper place of your own?
Have you had a look at the rents in London lately?
No.
Well, don't bother, unless you're a close relative of an oil sheik. Do you know what a company rent is?
Yes, of course. A property for rent to a firm for the use of its staff or people from out of town who they're doing business with.
Yeah, well, that's what more and more landlords are interested in these days. Company rents. God, I hate those words. Now, where's the television?
Oh, it's over here. Do you know what I feel like, Claire?
a stroll across to the Wagoners.
Nothing stopping you?
No, I mean the two of us.
We can't leave Sue.
Well, Cliff and Shirley are back.
They've gone over to see George. I spoke to them on their way out.
Oh.
Sophie's still away. Rob's at the restaurant. Which only leaves Dickon.
Yeah. Listen, he's probably working on his novel. Of course, it would be a good way of distracting him.
What do you mean?
Hinder him from rushing into print before I do.
I'm shocked.
Oh, there's nothing rival authors won't stoop to, you know.
Well, I won't be a party to it.
Quite right, Jill. Actually, we're not really rivals. Completely different markets. I had a chat to him about his book on Boxing Day.
What's it about?
Well, I'm not really sure. The hero's a young reporter, and there was something about balancing dilemmas. Yeah, sounds like a circus act, doesn't it? And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have those international stars. They're balancing dilemmas. Boom. But anyway, it's not a thriller.
So he's not going to be Agatha Christie the Third?
Oh, definitely not.
In that case, do you still want to go out?
But just for half an hour, take my mind off the silent publishers and the like.
All right. I'll go up and ask Dickon if he'll listen in for us.
It seems ages since I actually saw you, Matt. Rather than talking on the phone.
Have I changed?
Not a bit.
Oh, damn, I thought I was looking younger.
You're looking very good, Liz. Full-time journalism obviously suits you.
Thanks.
I see. No one dares say what housework does for me. Oh, by the heck, look at them mushrooms.
I forgot who you said could babysit for you, after all.
A very strange girl called Debbie Franks.
She's not strange. Well, not very strange.
Debbie Franks. That rings a bell.
Wasn't she the girl at the Nash's party on Christmas Eve? The pregnant one?
Ah, that's right. Cheerful with it.
Oh, she seems to get around. Did you have to talk to her?
Have to? Well, no one twisted me arm. It's all very civilised at the Nash's, you know. Not like here.
Matt.
Sorry, just thought I'd warn them. Anyway, looking back through the alcoholic haze, I seem to remember having a natter with the young lady in question, but I can't for the life of me remember what it was about.
You obviously had a lucky escape.
What on earth are you getting at, Peter?
Oh, I got landed with a lecture about rented accommodation before we came out.
Well, I bet you deserved it. I suppose you expressed your disapproval of squatting.
I did no such thing.
Ah, one of those, eh?
Yes, in your old place.
A bloody wart.
Before all the usual prejudices break loose, may I say that the squatters are being moved out of the Muse Cottage in a few weeks' time. It looks as though the council is selling it.
Good job, too. But perhaps we better close the subject. Would either of you like a sherry?
Yes, I'd love one.
Liz?
Please.
Right.
Actually, I'm very glad, in spite of my reservations about Miss Franks, that we four have this chance of getting together.
Well, you mean apart from the pleasure of our company, eh?
Yes, wonderful though that is.
Yeah?
Oh, thanks, Lynn. Yes, Liz and I have already discussed this particular matter, and now we'd like to know what you feel about it.
Well, in that case, you'd better come out with it, Peter. As it is, you're starting to sound as though you're addressing a board meeting.
He is, isn't he?
Now, just because I mind the house doesn't mean I've forgotten everything from the Abercrombie's days.
You always used to take this long to get to the point. You ought to come to a prize partnership meeting sometime. It's points 1, 2, 3, back to work, sharpish.
Oh, really?
Oh, sometimes.
All right. Basically, what this is all about is, what do we do with my father once he comes out of hospital?
So, did you enjoy your drink, Mike?
Very much, thanks.
And our gentle chat about nothing in particular?
Yes, it was very relaxing. But I've come to a decision.
To do with your novel?
Yes. If the man from Bolland and Jameson hasn't been in touch by first post on Monday, at least to say that the manuscript's arrived, I am going to phone and have it out with him.